I'm Steve Junker with the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Cape Week editor Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, you have a couple of interesting music stories this week. Let's start with the tiny instrument with the big heart, the ukulele. Fans of the ukulele should be turning out numbers this weekend.
They are. They get really good crowds for this. It's the Ukulele Cabaret, and this is the fifth annual one, and it's happening Friday and Saturday in Orleans. On Friday night, they've got the ukulele jam and open mic at the Old Firehouse, and that's open to ukulele players of all abilities. Then Saturday afternoon, there's going to be workshops on blues ukulele and on picking and strumming. And then the big event is that night at the Church of the Holy Spirit, and that's featuring host Tim Sweeney, Manitoba Hal Broland, who Sweeney said is one of the best blues ukulele players in the world, a group called the Yuku Ladies, and then a couple of members of the younger generation who's really taking up this instrument. The concert is a fundraiser for the church's youth group. They do say they've gotten standing room in the past, so I would say get there early.
Your other interesting music story highlights a young guitarist from the area who plays blues and rockabilly and who's doing a lot of performing. Tell us about this.
He is only 14 years old. His name is Aaron Norcross. He's from Marion, and he's fronting a band that has players that are in their 40s and their 50s, a couple of them. They're called Aaron Norcross and the Old Dogs. they like that name. Aaron began taking lessons when he was 7, and then he started his first cover band when he was 8. He's won contests at school and in the community, and now he is playing at the different bars and restaurants in the Cape enough that they played more than 40 gigs this year alone. He also does freshman football and is an honor student, and then he plays some back-to-back weekends, like this weekend. On Friday night, he's going to be at the Lane's Bowl and Bistro in Mashpee Commons, and on Saturday night at Harry's at the Depot in Hyannis. One of his bandmates suggests seeing him now because he's going to be a bigger name pretty soon.
Kathy, if you're a foodie, the place to be on Saturday, I'm guessing, will be the Barnstable County Fairgrounds.
Yep, they've got the Cape Cod Food Truck Festival. They've got people coming in from Boston and around the Cape and Martha's Vineyard. But about 20 trucks are going to be parked there from 11 to 5. And they've got, you know, some of the more typical things that you might expect at food trucks, but then more unusual offerings, too. They've got lobster rolls, Vietnamese sandwiches, duck tacos, frozen hoagies, brown sugar marinated hot dogs, and then burgers and pizza. You can go and buy the food item by item, or you can get a wristband ahead of time, and that gives you some discounted prices at the trucks, as well as entertainment.
And there's a fundraiser this weekend that we should mention. It's sponsored by Cape Cod Cares for the Troops.
Yes, it's their sixth annual Canal Run for the Troops. And registration begins at 8:30 on Saturday at Bourne Scenic Park at the base of the railroad bridge in Buzzards Bay. And then the run actually begins at 10. You can do a 5K or a 10K, and walkers and bystanders are welcome to be there. Proceeds will go to purchase postage to mail about 1,500 Christmas packages to soldiers and to provide Christmas gifts for families of injured soldiers.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend on the Cape and Islands, you can check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links, along with audio of this conversation, at our website, capeandislands.org. Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you, Steve.